A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hiya, it is the Redmen Bite Size Podcast. I'm Chloe Bloxham. It is Wednesday, the 5th of July, 2023, and I'm here to bring you all LFC news and updates for today. And let's start off with a show that Dan did last night with David Lynch. Yes, we did interview David Lynch over on Redmen Plus, and he got to talking about Levi Colwill, who obviously last season was on loan at Brighton from Chelsea. The lad is obviously a left-footed centre-back, only 20 years of age, and has played both the right and left centre half positions. He's also English, which is massive for people who are trying to hit the homegrown quota. But David Lynch had quite some interesting things to say. He did quote, "I think Liverpool would absolutely love to sign Colwill. If there is even a hint of a possibility that they could make this work, I think Liverpool would do it. They really like him. He's homegrown. He fits the bill in so many ways. He will be the ideal signing in that position." Obviously, Liverpool are looking for a centre-back, and hopefully we will buy one in this transfer window. But it's been quite interesting to see where we need to improve most. A lot of people think that we need a left-footed, left-sided centre-back who can also play left-back, and quite a lot of people also believe we need the exact same over on the right-hand side as well, with a right-footed centre-back. And it's been a bit hard to really identify who Liverpool are after in those positions. There's been hints of maybe a Nacho. There was a bit of Van der Ven, I think it was, but there's been nothing really other than that. So this Levi Colwill interest is actually, you know, really believable, with him A, being homegrown, but B, also having Premier League experience, and him being really, you know, perfect for the left-handed side of centre-back when he is left-footed as well. Lynch did carry on to say it's a difficult one. Brighton have already given up. It looks like they'll go for Calvin Bassey instead, because they didn't get the impression that they could get a deal over the line for Colwill. But Liverpool do have a lot more money than Brighton, and probably the ability to do a deal at a bigger amount than Brighton were in for. And if I remember correctly, Brighton earlier on in this window did have a 40 million bid rejected, and Chelsea basically said to them, "No, we want to keep Colwill unless you give us a really big amount." Chelsea did put out, they gave Colwill a new signing, a new deal, but Colwill has actually rejected it. He's opted not to sign a new deal at Chelsea at this moment in time, which therefore means, you know, if he's not happy with what they're going to give them, you know, Pochettino has just started, so maybe he might have the pull power to make him sign that contract now. But if Colwill really isn't in the plans for Chelsea next season, bear in mind they've got quite a lot of defenders in there, it could be a case of later on in the window he tries to force a move, who really knows. Talking about further on down the line in the window, Lynch carries on to say maybe if it gets to the point where he says, "I'm not going to sign a contract," further down the line this summer, he doesn't feel there are guarantee that there are enough guarantees over playing time, and maybe that option opens up for Liverpool and they can really pursue it. I know there's been contact on the agent side, they're keeping tabs on him. It's one that if they could get the slightest bit of encouragement that they could do a deal with Chelsea, you know, Liverpool will be in for it, but I think they will be, you know, have to pay a massive fee for him. And that is the other problem that we come to with Liverpool, is that Liverpool need to, I think they can only bring one more player in unless that player is homegrown, which is why the links with Lavia have been really, really, you know, quite consistent in recent weeks, especially in the last, you know, couple of days. And this Colwell one was always one that I think fans of Liverpool did look at. He was a player who had left Brighton on loan after doing really, really good for them. I mean, last season he played 13 times at centre-back and once as a left-back. He even played once as a left mid in the Premier League for Brighton. So, you can see the versatility with his left foot there. But, you know, he's played enough games his entire career so far. He's played 85 times at centre-back and 7 at left-back. That's enough quality. There's enough, you know, kind of experience there for him to come into Liverpool. And he might not, you know, get the chance to start straight away, but you'd think we'd grow him into that position. But it is the problem of Liverpool have already spent £95 million so far this summer to then go and have to pay at least £50 million, I'd assume, to get this centre-back from Chelsea. You know, that is a large sum of money that Liverpool probably will not want to spend. There is the other side of this that Chelsea do have to start selling players. They've already sold a couple of them to the Saudi League. Ziyech was one of them that they wanted to sell but couldn't get off the wage bill because he failed a medical. So later down the line, if Chelsea is still sat there with far too many players, they're going to have to sell up. And if Colwell will not sign a deal, then potentially he's the player who can force a move and potentially get it for even cheaper if Chelsea really need to sell quite a couple of assets of theirs. So yeah, it's good to see that we are in, we've already spoke to his agent. That is the big point there. I think he'd love to join Liverpool. He did really good at Brighton, so fair play to him. And bear in mind, you know, he only played 13 games for them last season, and here we are talking about a 50 mil player. It's a little bit ridiculous, but he looks like a really exciting young prospect, only 20 years of age, English, which is just a massive one with the homegrown quota. You know, if we get him, it might mean that we are available to go and get another centre mid who doesn't have to be English, but yeah, that'd really help us with the quota situation that we need to reach. And also, it's good that we're finally hearing whispers of centre-backs, because I've hardly heard anything. And Nacho was the last one, and it seems like that's, you know, that very much was just early stage whispers. And I do think we need a centre-back. I think we need a centre-back both on the right side and the left side. Left side's more important because we've got Konate, and Konate is probably the best of what you're ever going to get at the moment. But Konate's injury record and the injury record of Joel Matip and Joe Gomez do worry me as well. So at least if we can box off, you know, a centre-back, whether it be the left or the right in this window, hopefully we can push until January or next transfer window in the summer to get in another centre-back on the other side. But yeah, good to be linked with Colwell. Hopefully, you know, it does. I think this is one where we're going to have to wait quite a little while to see exactly where Chelsea stand and whether we have a chance. But it's great to see that David Lynch has said Liverpool are really, really interested in him, and we've spoken to his agents, which is a good move. We'll obviously be made aware of if anything changes on the Chelsea stance later on in the window. But yeah, if you do want to get that full interview, by the way, it wasn't just Colwell that they talked about. It was Kefren Turam. It was Lavia. It was absolutely loads. It is on Redmen Plus. I'll give you a little code for Redmen Plus in a bit to get, you know, a year's worth of content for 50% off.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
But moving on then, let's move on to James Pearce, who has wrote a recent article, and in his article were a couple of big points to be made. The first one being James Pearce has said, Nice's Kefren Turam is no longer viewed as a target, with Liverpool having ultimately decided that Szoboszlai was the better option given his greater versatility, experience and skill set. So sadly, I absolutely adored the look of Turam. Footballer, his height, you know, his... Everything about him just looked brilliant. But sadly, it looks like we did choose Szoboszlai, which I can totally understand. I'm very happy with that signing. And it looks like it won't be Szoboszlai, McAllister and Turam. So yeah, the Reds have given up on that pursuit. They chose Szoboszlai. And I guess potentially Szoboszlai was already high up. But maybe he was a player that we thought we couldn't get a deal for. And then we were made aware of his release clause and we pushed on and we decided that it was worth spending 60 mil on Szoboszlai instead of maybe 45-50 for Turam, who, you know, wasn't as high up on our list. Who knows? But sadly, we are out the race for Kefren Turam, for anyone who really did care. But talking about midfielders, here's where it gets really interesting. Liverpool won't sign a third midfielder unless they sell a midfielder, which, with recent speculation over Thiago and Jordan Henderson, who knows what's going to happen. But I'll read you out some quotes from James Pearce's little report here. He said, Liverpool could yet move for a young centre-back if the right option became available, but they will not pursue a third midfielder unless one of the current crop leaves. If you include Trent Alexander-Arnold, who finished last season in a hybrid role, Klopp currently has 9 senior midfielder options, with McAllister, Szoboszlai, Jordan Henderson, Fabinho, Thiago, Stefan Bajetic, Curtis Jones and Harvey Elliott. That is, you know, I wouldn't class Trent Alexander-Arnold as a midfielder right now because he does play inverted right back. But for the sake of this article, they've included Trent Alexander-Arnold as a midfielder. It carries on to say, it remains to be seen if any situation changes with the midfield. Thiago has attracted serious interest from Saudi Arabia and has already turned down one lucrative offer. Apparently that offer was done in May. That's when I think it was Fabrizio Romano who said that. He said, however, he currently intends to stay put for his final year of his contract. If I was being honest, I'd be ruthless and I'd sell Thiago right now. I'd tell him, you're not going to get game time. If anything, we'd really like you to get us 25 mil. Because Thiago on his day is probably the best midfielder that Liverpool have. But he is hardly available. And maybe because we have signed, you know, 2 midfielders already, it means there's less pressure on him playing the amount of games in a row and things like that. But I just think if you can get 25 mil, if you can get the Saudi Arabian clubs to literally pay a hefty amount, because they will, they've got the money, to sign Thiago and take him off the wage bill, but also get us some more money to bring in another player, I'd do it because he's only got 1 year left. And then you get nothing for him and he's going for free. So I'd really like to see Liverpool try and get something for Thiago. I can understand his motives for wanting to stay because it's A, Liverpool, B, he's probably on a really decent amount of money, and C, he's only got a year left, so why move now? But I think Liverpool have not been ruthless enough in recent years, and I feel like they probably should be. Maybe people disagree, but I think if we got a decent amount of money for Thiago, I would let him go. To try and reinvest in that midfield. Moving on, Henderson has also been linked with a move to Saudi following the appointment of Gerrard at, I'm not even going to try and pronounce it, in fact I will, Al Etifak, maybe. But there's been no approach so far and Liverpool do not expect to lose their long-serving captain. Yes, this is the other thing is, if it's Thiago or Henderson, I think due to the fact that Henderson's the captain and should be doing the new role of James Milner, what he should have been doing, not last season because he played far too many games, but what the role of James Milner that we've known in the past several years, if Henderson starts to become that, he is the most important in that case because of him being a captain, his leadership skills, what he does off the pitch, him also being homegrown, which is absolutely massive. So for me, I think Thiago would be the one that if we could get anything for, we'd look to. But there is links to Jordan Henderson as well, especially with the appointment of Gerrard. But does Gerrard really want to sign Jordan Henderson? I'm not too sure about that. Moving on then to, this is all carrying on with the midfield section, by the way. But he says, since wrapping up the signing of Szoboszlai, there has been growing speculation that Liverpool have turned their attention to Southampton's Lavia. He is admired, but as things stand, they are not pursuing the Belgium defensive midfielder. They do not believe they have a gap to fill currently, and they also feel that the asking price of $50 million is far too high for a teenager who has only made 17 more senior appearances in his career than Bajetic. 100%, 50 mil, absolutely never in a million years are you getting that from me. I would not pay 50 million for Lavia. I just wouldn't. I'd really like him because we can make him homegrown by his age, and you know, several years down the line he does become that homegrown player. But 50 million is just absolutely ridiculous. I'd rather Turan for 50 million, and it's different roles, I totally get that. This lad's more of a defensive midfielder. But when you think of Stefan Bajetic only having a breakout season last season, and on top of that he got injured, and this lad's only made 17 more senior appearances than him, 50 million is absolutely ludicrous. And hopefully him playing for Southampton, who have just been relegated, maybe there's something later on in the transfer window where he can also push a move, where he basically says to Southampton, I want to leave. Let me leave now. And Liverpool don't have to pay 50 million. Also, if no one come in and pays 50 million now, and Southampton need to maybe make money or whatever, hopefully the price tag will come down in later on in the window. But yeah, that is the midfield situation wrapped up. We are looking at Lavia. We're very interested in him. Kefren Turan is completely and utterly out of the race for Liverpool. But we would only be willing to buy a third midfielder if we sold someone, if we got rid of another midfielder. And it looks like right now, Henderson and Thiago are the only two that are really getting linked with anywhere. And Thiago is probably the much more profitable one in how much you can get for him. And also, with Jordan Henderson being English and everything like that, your captain, it'd make more sense for Thiago to go, especially with his year left on his contract. So that is what it looks like. Sadly, it looks like Liverpool will be turning their attention to a centre-back, which is good. But it looks like unless we sell someone, we will not be getting that third midfielder that a lot of our fans want. But let's hope that does change. Let's hope we can make a bit of money somewhere. You know, hopefully Nat Phillips does go maybe to Leeds somewhere else. Obviously, there's Joel Matip. There's rumours still around him and what he does with only a year left on his contract. So there's still a lot of time left in the transfer window. But that has been all for the midfielder situation. Just to wrap up a couple more pieces then, I'll go with Sadio Mane. Yeah, remember that lad who played for us? It turns out that he didn't have a great time over at Bayern Munich after he left us. And Fabrizio Romano has put out that he understands Saudi clubs are pushing to sign Sadio Mane from Bayern Munich. I can't say the names. I can't say the club name. I physically will not say it correct. But there are clubs. Roberto Firmino's club, there you go. It says that they are insisting in the last few days to sign Sadio Mane as they want to reunite Roberto Firmino and Sadio Mane, which obviously they both love each other, those two players. They had a lovely time at Liverpool together, copying each other's celebrations and stuff. So maybe, just maybe, you might get to see the Sadio Mane x Firmino link up once again, but it will be in the Saudi League if that does happen. Fabrizio Romano does go on to say there are other interests from other clubs, but they're still waiting to hear for the player's intention. Sadio Mane left to go to Bayern Munich because he wanted to continue playing at the top level, but he also, you know, he wanted a new challenge. It hasn't worked out for him at all, and Bayern Munich will want him out of the club, especially after what happened with him. And like, who was it? It wasn't Gnabry, it was Sane, wasn't it? Mental. I don't know what's happened to Sadio Mane since he left, but he's fell off an absolute cliff in terms of, you know, the footballer he used to be. And Florian Plettenberg, who obviously is also a massive reporter, has confirmed the news, saying that Sadio Mane is expected to leave Bayern this summer. Bayern are now waiting for concrete offers. He's on the list of Saudi League, as reported weeks ago. I can't say. Firmino's club is one of the clubs, but there are no official bids or offers from the Saudi clubs yet. So, you know, first talks have taken place. First approaches have taken place. It's very much in the early stages. But who knows? Sadio Mane might be back to being busy mates with Roberto Firmino next season. I'm not too sure any of us care, because it's, you know, Sadio Mane's not playing for Liverpool in red. But I just thought I'd leave that in there. As an ex-Red, potentially going to, you know, both legends, both Liverpool legends, going to be together again, but who knows? Anyway, that has been all for this Redmen Bite Size. I did mention earlier that if you wanted to get Redmen Plus and that David Lynch interview, that'd give you a little discount code. So here I am. Use the code Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, all in capitals, for 50% off a Club Captain yearly subscription. At the Redmen TV, no, Redmen Plus, go and do it, and you'll get a host of stuff, including all the pre-season stuff that is literally right around the corner. Hello, 2 weeks till the Reds kick off with their first game in pre-season. You've got the rest of the transfer window, you've got the entirety of the season. Hopefully Liverpool do go on to win much silverware this season. You'll also have the January transfer window, the next summer transfer window, and you'll get our Bobby Best in the World documentary, all three part streaming now on Redmen Plus. So go and get yourself a little discount and go and sign up. But that's been all from me. Up the Reds.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.